BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily Podcast starts now with more of your great escape stories. These are amazing.
I think we're onto something with these. It always after a, well, let's face it, a one-night stand, you could have one of those, and then you need to escape from somewhere the next day, and let's say it's someone's halls or you're at someone's family home. You need to get out of there, and that's what this is about.
You will not believe the story we've got on today involving some cabin crew. Also, if you've got any great escape stories, email them to us, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Where did you have to get out of really quick? Funny business, two more companies with excellent names get a call from us, and me and Jeremy Corbyn become mates over falafel.
Scott Mills.
I have had a great few days, you know. Singing with the Royal Welsh Band and a goat at the rugby in Wales at the weekend. Last night, Chris.
Of course, the British Kebab Awards.
Host of the British Kebab Awards.
Mate, I felt massive FOMO. I'm sorry I couldn't be there last night, but from what I saw on Instagram, it was popping off.
As you said yesterday, I am winning Instagram this week.
And the picture of you and Jeremy Corbyn there. So he made an appearance. He's done this before.
Mm. And did a big speech about how he loves kebab shops, but doesn't eat meat and doesn't drink.
What I loved about this is you were sort of stood there almost, you looked like a bodyguard in a way. You're stood there very serious, very firm.
Well, what I did was stand, when he was doing his speech, I was like, ladies and gentlemen, leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn. And what I did on purpose is stand really near him, behind him, when he was talking, because I knew that I'd be in the Daily Mail the next day, and yeah. I am.
That's what you, yeah, incredible. And isn't that the wonderful way your mind, doesn't matter what he was talking about or anything, you said this to me before the show. What I did is I got as close to Jeremy Corbyn as possible just so I could get in the Daily Mail.
Yeah, and it's worked because there I am, look.
It's so good. But it was fun. Kebabs were on.
And you could see all the paps were like, can that guy move out the way? But I wasn't moving.
No.
There was no way they could get any shot that I wasn't in. At one point, because he said he didn't drink and doesn't eat meat, he went, hands up who loves a falafel.
And do you remember the time he was last there and we cracked a load of jokes before it, but we got the jokes slightly wrong?
Yeah.
And I said, instead of it's good to see a falafel house in here, which was, you know, a joke, a pun on full house, I said, it's good to see so many falafel people in the building tonight, just before Jeremy Corbyn came on, which makes no sense at all.
No sense. I mean, it's so much fun. But it is, as you know, an absolute shambles. It's chaos. And that is the fun of it. So yeah. Jeremy Corbyn comes on. And then, like, towards the end, there's loads of MPs there, right? Because it's near Westminster. It's like a two-minute walk from House of Parliament. So loads of MPs go. And they're all supposed to be presenting the awards. But they've all left because they've had their wine and they've gone back to... I think there was something going on. Which, last
yeah,
night.
I mean, there's enough things going on. I don't know why they're all at the Kebab Awards.
Yeah, I know. But at one point, I'm like, none of the people that I'm presenting to come up on stage. Oh, so I'm reading it out and I'm like, let's make up some names. Please welcome to the stage Sharon Davis, MP, and Louise Smith, MP. And a man walks on and I'm like, and this is happening for every award.
Hello, Sharon.
They'd all left. The man walks on and I'm like, you're not Sharon or Louise, who are you? He went, I'm the Deputy Mayor of London.
Scott Mills.
I'm obsessed with the picture of you and Corbyn. Can't really stop looking at it.
The one where I look like his bodyguard?
Yeah, because it does look like you're about to touch your ear at any point.
Yeah, and I did actually have an earpiece in as well, like the actual bodyguard. It's the way I'm standing, like with hands over groin, you know, when it's just like, when you have to be serious.
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen what you would have done if you had to step in.
I would have done this.
In the event of a threat directed at the principal, what would be your response?
I'd whip out my Glock. My Glock, the close quarters firearm of choice for the specialist protection officer.
That's exactly what I would have done if things had got hard there.
Yeah.
Get the Glock out.
Scott Mills.
Today, we're going to do another vocal coach with John Newman. Sure, the artists that we get through these doors here at Radio 1 are good. Otherwise, they wouldn't be played on Radio 1. But I can make them better. What I do is bark instructions at them, and it just gets more feeling from the lyrics.
That's exactly it. I like that some of the ones you target are the real singers. You know, they're really, really good singers. John Newman's one of them.
Mm. So John is on the show just after three, and I will teach him how to sing better and how to get the most out of that incredible voice of his.
This is a guy, the guy who was nominated for Best British Single at the Brits.
Yeah, that's him.
That one, yeah.
Why, were you thinking of another John Newman? He'll be on just after three. I mean, it worked a treat with Freya Ridings.
Where are you?
Standing on the platform, watching you go.
I'm leaving you. I am. How's it feel?
It's like no other pain I've ever known.
Good. Rag and Bone Man definitely benefited from it as well. I'm feeling emotional.
Don't hide your emotion.
What should I do?
You can throw down your guard.
Good.
And flee from a notion.
Who can we be?
We can be who we are.
Do you feel that the good to artists that caliber is a bit patronising?
Yeah.
Or do you think I should keep it?
I'll keep it.
All right.
Scott Mills.
Remember yesterday, we were talking about people who try and escape. The Great Escapes, we started to call it.
I think this is generally... after, say, let's say you've had a fun one night.
Yes.
And then you end up in an unusual place. And then you've got to escape from there the next morning. That's kind of where this started. But I think it could be a whole host of things you have to escape from.
Well, you said that the first time you met your now wife and stayed over in the parents' house, you could hear the dad, like, who's that boy in there?
Exactly. I could hear him outside. So my first thought was, right, let's
window.
Go out the window, and then over a sort of wall at the bottom of the drive.
Yeah.
But the window was one of those that you had to kind of pull up and it was locked.
Oh, stress.
It was like an escape room.
Yeah. And you only have seconds to decide what to do, don't you? Like, we spoke to Emma yesterday, who may have stayed over, not allowed, at the Royal Military Academy in Sandhurst.
And then we had to sneak down this little, like, grassy embankment into the car and then got in the front seat, had to bend over with my head in between my knees.
Wow.
And you put a blanket over me as we were driving out.
How romantic. Just a blanket over the head the next morning. We've got some more of your stories next.
Scott Mills.
These are your great escapes. We've had hundreds of these stories coming in. Good afternoon, Celine.
Hello, how are you?
Good. We've changed your name because, well, it became obvious when the story happens. Okay, so what's your escape?
So basically, when I was a bit younger, I lived in Dubai and was cabin crew. And they had very strict rules on people staying over. You basically weren't allowed to have people staying over.
Staying over where? In the hotels?
No, in your crew accommodation. So it's basically a full apartment block full of cabin crew who live there.
Oh, okay, I've heard about this before. So yeah, if you live in Dubai and your cabin crew, they give you somewhere to stay, right?
Well, that's incredible.
Exactly, yeah.
So you're talking about, rather than a hotel situation, just a sort of a bigger house or apartment block filled with cabin crew. That sounds particularly dangerous.
It was. That's why they've got to have these strict rules that anyone who's visiting has to leave by, like, I think it was 10 o'clock. So anyone who does visit needs to come in the main entrance and sign in with the name and what apartment number they're visiting.
Okay, and who's making these rules?
And the airline who employed me.
Okay.
Why are there such strict rules then with cabin crew and what they get up to? Is it because of the reputation that I believe is true, which is that they're all kind of party animals and they all sort of love each other, so to speak?
Wow. Okay.
Well, there is that. You share the apartment with other girls. So like I had two other girls who I lived with. Mm. So anyway, they have these rules. 10 o'clock, people need to be out.
So by 10, out.
Yeah. But I lived with my two best friends, lifelong best friends. So we were all on the same page. So there's nothing weird going on.
Yeah.
So when my hookup would come round, he would always sign in using... He was a big Sunderland fan, or he is, so... he would use a Sunderland player's name.
Okay.
And a random
Kenwyn
apartment
Jones,
number.
That kind of thing.
Exactly, yeah. And then in the morning, we'd get up and I'd, you know, have breakfast with my flatmates.
And he's still there, isn't he?
And we're, like, trying to brainstorm, right, how are we going to get him out of this building that's got security left, right and centre, and, you know. So we ended up, he's going to have to dress up. That's kind of the only option we've got left.
What do you mean?
I mean, he's going to have to dress up as cabin crew and go out the back entrance where the security are not as tight. Like the front's very strict, but the back is where the cabin crew go to the car. So if you can get out there without looking too suspicious, then it's fine. And the way to look not, you know, too suspicious is to go out as cabin crew.
Where did you get a spare cabin crew outfit from?
So get thinking, right, we're going to need a wig, we're going to need the hat, we're going to need this. And then we're like, no, that's not going to work. Okay. Let's knock next door where there's the male cabin crew who are our friends as well. So I go knock on, I'm like, Andres, please, can we just borrow one of your work uniforms and like your suitcase and stuff? And like being the total legend that he was like, yeah, no problem. Give me your spare uniform. Dressed said hook up in uniform and yeah, off he'd go. I'd meet him in the crew car park where my car would be and then return the uniform later.
I'm slightly...
And then I'd say to the hookup, do you want to come over tonight? He's like, do I have to? Do I have to dress off?
What, did this happen like, yeah, more than once where you dressed him up?
This probably went on for 6 months, but obviously sometimes I would go to his house and, you know, be like, I don't want to, it's not worth it. I'm like, it is worth it. And you know what? It was worth it. He's now my husband. We've got 3 kids.
I'm slightly gutted about this story that when he was getting dressed up, that he wasn't wearing one of your outfits. Because if it's the airline that I'm thinking of out in Dubai, they're quite extravagant.
We were trying to go for that. But he was like, well, I'm not wearing the red lipstick. And we're like, do you know what? Let's just go to our legendary neighbours and ask them. So,
wow, okay.
That's what we do.
And sometimes do you still ask him to dress up in the uniform or...?
No, that uniform's way gone.
Scott Mills.
So, yeah, if you had to escape from somewhere or smuggle someone out... If the story's too long, you can always email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, with your great escapes. I feel this could become a semi-regular.
Yeah, I think there's loads of these stories about, especially, you know, as we said, after a big night out.
Maybe you had to escape from someone's halls of residence.
Yes. Just anywhere you've ended up. The nights out, I think, is a prominent area for this. I think if you ever end up back at someone's house and it's sort of first time with parents, that kind of thing, there's loads of stories there.
Yeah, yeah.
Scott Mills.
Funny business time. There are companies out there in the UK and also, as we've recently found, internationally, with amazing names. Some of them have done it on purpose. Some of them are blissfully unaware. Keep sending them in, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, if you've got one near you that you've seen and been like, lol.
Okay, because we never seem to run out, do we? Also, I think with this game, you've got to be super childish, like us.
I mean, I think if you're listening to this, then you probably are. That's why you come to this show in the first place. That's not much as serious, let's be honest. Okay, so I've got one for you, you've got one for me.
Yep.
Neither of us know who we're going to call. Are you ready to accept my challenge?
Me first?
You first today, I think. You just can't laugh, okay, when they answer the phone with the company name.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Sally Pussy's Restaurant. How can I help?
I'm sorry, can you just say the name of your restaurant again, please? I'm not sure I've got the right number.
Sally Pussy's Restaurant?
Sally Pussy's?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, amazing. Yeah, I was looking to come here for dinner. Just to check, what food are you serving at Sally's Pussy?
We've got a bit of everything. We've got beef lasagnas, we've got burgers, we've got lovely burgers.
Yeah.
Lovely Sally's Pussy's burgers.
And who's Sally?
She used to run the pub like back in the old times.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay, cool. And what time is Sally's Pussy open till?
About 10 o'clock.
About 10 o'clock. All right, then. Cool. Just to check, where are you based?
Royal Wootton Bassett.
Amazing. Yeah, that's the one. Thought so. Thank you so much. Cheers, mate. Have a good day.
Thank you, Andrew.
Great one from you, Mills. Great one to kick things off today.
Here's the thing. I used to go there all the time.
Did you?
Yeah. Because back in the day, I used to work in Wootton Bassett near Swindon, a radio station, and it was literally a minute away and on a roundabout. I went past it the other day, actually. Sally Pussy's Inn, it's called.
Yeah, and it's sort of known in the area, is it? Famous.
Very much so, yeah.
Well, I look forward to enjoying that one day.
Yeah, we should go.
Yeah. Two's up on Sally's Pussy.
Okay, my turn then, is it?
Your turn now,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I just say, before we connect this call, we have to be very careful, okay?
Right.
Just tread carefully. But it could be great. Ready?
Why do I have to be careful?
I just
say,
just be careful. Like, what you hear at the start, just make sure you hear it right before you repeat it.
Okay. Oh, God.
Good afternoon, Paul Cook and Bits.
I'm sorry, who's that?
Paul Cook and Bits.
What is it? Paul Cook and Bits?
Paul Cook and Bits.
All right, sorry. No, I need to get aggressive. Hi. Okay, what does your company do?
Plumbing and heating supplies, as well as bathrooms.
Oh, okay. So you've got the Ball Cocks there and the Bits.
That's the one.
Understand. Whereabouts are you based?
We're based in Brecknell.
Berkshire.
That's the one, yeah.
Oh, okay. And if I needed something plumbed in, you could do that for me?
Yeah, we've got anything from your sort of your flange to your nipples to your ball cocks.
Well, you're making this up now. What are you on about?
No, genuinely.
What are they?
Well, plumbing parts. They're the bits to go with the ball cocks.
There's not a plumbing part called nipples.
There is.
And flange?
And a flange, yep.
But what's a flange?
Well, just a plumbing part.
This is... I've never heard of this.
Yeah, well, this is a flange.
Yeah. This call's been an education.
Yeah.
All right, well, next time in the Bracknell area, I'll look you up.
Brilliant.
Thanks very much
look
for your help.
Look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, I'll look forward to seeing you, mate.
Bye.
Yeah. What was that?
I've just been busy researching this as he spoke there. Because it is good to get educated on the subject.
Yeah.
There is a flange in plumbing.
Right. And there'll be so many plumbers listening to us now going, yep, yeah, absolutely correct.
Scott Mills.
Do you still need me to book that holiday for you?
Yes, actually. Okay, fine. This is on then. Yes. What I love you for, Scott, is like, I think if you weren't a Radio 1 DJ, you'd be a travel agent.
Oh, 100%. Like, that was what I would do because I like to... I actually take joy and time out of my... day to make travel itineraries for people.
It's great.
However, and this is the first time this has ever happened, I gave one of my friends a recommendation the other day for somewhere in Madrid and they were like, no, I hated it.
Oh no!
First time.
No.
I know, maybe I'm losing my touch. If you do need me to organise your summer trip though, let me know.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Nikki and Stevenish, same as me, loves organising other people's trips away. Callum in Newcastle also loves doing full itineraries for people. You know, you've been on holiday with me. If anyone else tries to make the plans, I'm not happy.
Oh, you hate it, but also you've sorted every one of my trips abroad.
Ever. And now I'm getting loads of people going, off to Amsterdam for the first time on Friday. Any tips? Taking my girlfriend to Coachella soon. This is Ben. Any tips? I'll get back to you.
Scott Mills.
Here's Jack, 21, from rugby. Yes, Jack.
Hi, you all right?
Yeah, where are you at the moment?
I'm just doing tap with Tatcher. I'm cutting topsoil today. Made a new road for one of our farms.
Bit of a topsoil. Talk to me a bit more. What have you been doing today, apart from being on the tractor?
Oh, that's about it, really. I've had a bit of lunch, I've had a bit of dinner, chilled out for a bit, and that's about it, really. Take
okay.
It steady before the busy season.
I've got it. I can tell from your voice what tractor you drive.
Go on, then. I'll give you a clue. It's red.
Is it? See, I was going to say it's a Massey. It's not that. Is it?
It's not, no.
Is it a Case Puma?
Yeah, go on.
Which one?
240?
Yeah, that's it. You got it.
That is a beautiful machine, well, my friend.
You got the 240, not the 220.
Oh no, I didn't do a 220. Just a 240. Just a 240.
Power.
No, it's a great tractor. That
it is good, actually.
Well, sort of fuel wise, what's the capacity on that? 102, 103 gallons.
Oh no, litres. So it'd be about 180, just over 200.
Nah, it'd be more. It'd be more than that. It'd be roughly what 390 litres, probably on that one.
Oh, no. About
220, 240 max,
OK. I must be thinking of the 220.
Yeah, that'd be it, actually. I bet she drives well, though, doesn't she?
She's all right. She's a bit unsteady on the suspension. She's got a lot of power, but she does the job.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's what I've got for you on Bangers today. Where's your head at?
Oh...
Whoa, imagine this as you're revving up the Case Puma 240. Four. Basement Jacks, where's your head at?
That's a banger. Oi, we've got good bangers today, Scott. This is a proper bangers battle. I would like to hear this in your case, Puma 240. Old school, garage, DJ Luck, MC Neat, little bit of luck.
That reminds me of one of the jokes from Lot of Fun, but I can't remember it. No, it wasn't one of the rude ones.
It's what is it one that we can say?
It is one.
No, apparently it's not.
Is it not?
Don't remember it.
Something about saying thank. No, it's not that.
Don't do that action as
don't,
well.
Don't, please don't do that action.
It's massively
with your
offensive. There's cameras in here.
It's something like.
Was it Tanani Tanani?
Yeah, saying goodbye to your grand. Tanani
Tanani. Yeah, it's fine.
I don't know. Anyway, over to you. What do you want?
Difficult one. I was just listening to Garage Action today in the tractor.
Well, if you were listening to all day, you don't want it again, do you?
Oh, be quiet. No. Give the Puma what it wants.
I usually go for Chris.
Well, that's cool, Jack.
I don't know, I'm half tempted to sway the other way.
Yep. Often they
not
do.
Like that. Heard that before.
I'm going to go for... Yeah, I'm going to go for Chris.
Yeah, oh. It's where you keep the tractor, innit? The garage, makes sense.
If you love sport, then BBC Sounds has some amazing sports podcasts available now.
Busy Grand Prix, wasn't it?
Very good racing.
Hear the latest from trackside on the Checkered Flag Formula One podcast.
Two young Brits coming into Formula One. That'll give us three Brits on the start line.
Relive the best of the Six Nations with Rugby Union Weekly.
A massive weekend of Six Nations rugby. They're a better team than they were 2 years ago, and I have been impressed with them.
And subscribe to Football Daily for the latest football news and analysis from BBC Radio 5 Live.
We have plenty to discuss.
A truly seismic result.
Sport on Sounds. Available now.
That was it. How do DJ Luck and MC Neat thank their nana? Tanani, tanani, tanani. Whoa.
Lot of love for that, you know. Mark in Cardiff says, can't believe it. What a rare moment. Both massive bangers for once. Don't think that's ever happened. Unicorn rare.
Unpopular opinion. The first 20 seconds are really good and then it's boring as.
I like this one from Riley who's messaging. He says, I'm 12 and I think Scott should have won that.
Yeah.
As if being 12 means like some kind of slap
I'm 12,
down.
So you should have won. Mine was a better song today, but it was... Where's your head at? It's an amazing track.
The arrogance is just unbelievable with you. Even when you lose, you refuse to think that you've lost.
Scott Mills.
I love John Newman. He's got a new track out called Feelings. He joined us on the Lolathon when we were really worse for wear. It must have stank in here as well.
Oh, it was horrible for any guest that came in during that. It really was revolting.
I mean, everyone was really polite, but it probably did really smell of boys in here.
Well, it will have smelled. And then also, to mask the smell, there was all sorts of attempts done, wasn't there? From deodorant to cheap aftershaves to sort of burning things.
Yeah, but like after 24 hours, then there's only so much a spray of Lynx Voodoo can do.
I agree.
Anyway, so John Newman is with us after three and we will do another vocal coach lesson with him. Done this before with Hannah from London Grammar, Jason Derulo, Freya Ridings, loads more. Kat on Twitter says, so excited for Scott's voice coaching. It's the gift that keeps giving, as once you've heard the coaching version, that's what you hear any time the song gets played after that. Also, John Newman, incredible voice, so great expectations from him. I'm going to really push him vocally.
I got sent a couple of videos from people that have been doing their own vocal lessons at home, and I thought they were really, really funny. Just trying to find it. I think her name was Ellie.
Can we play these?
They coach in a slightly more rude way,
oh.
I would say. So they described Rag and Bone Man as where you described him as, come on, big man. It was like big, beautiful, and then another word.
All right.
But that's what I mean. But the same sort of idea, and I massively respect that.
Props can't play that. John Newman coming up. I will teach him to sing even better.
Scott Mills.
John Newman, we haven't seen you since Lolathon.
I checked in, like, it must have been like 24. Actually, the weird bit was when you were with Nick Grimshaw in the pub. And yeah. They're like, oh, yeah. We've now done 27. I was like, go to bed.
I know.
And you were just doing? First up there going, ooh.
Yeah, the last few hours, I didn't know. I can't remember it.
It was amazing, though. I thought for the cause and the amount of money you raised.
Yeah. And it smells a lot better.
I actually I watched your innuendo bingo, and there was, I mean, you know which one I'm talking about. The line where the American TV presenter said he climbed the mountain.
Oh, but. And but. You,
but. But.
I love that you listen.
Yeah, I do very much.
Hang on, let me find it. This does bring me joy.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay, excuse me, he's blind.
But.
I'm sacked. I mean, he's blind.
How can you? It just baffles me how
it doesn't even start with the same letter.
I know. It's not like a word that's gone wrong, is it?
No, it's not.
Like, she's blatantly reading that off an autocue, right?
It's so man.
How do you get that? So
yeah,
wrong?
There's little Stephen in the background going,
I'll just put gay.
You won't spit in my coffee next time.
Do you think that's what happened, Scott? Do you think someone changed the autocue? That's like Anchorman sort of thing.
Possibly.
It's so far off.
So. Everyone knows now that if you ever catch John Newman in a bad mood, which is rare, just play this to him.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest.
But
he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me, he's blind.
Literally on the floor.
I think everyone has these, though. There's a clip that just makes you laugh that you can go to on YouTube. Because I do that. There's a couple on there that I love. I reckon everyone's got
one of these. He's lost it.
He loves it.
But.
Dude, try, John, here's a challenge. Every interview you now do.
But.
This week, try and
put
get
that in.
But.
I'm gay.
No, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do the gay bit.
Yeah.
Or blind. Just but.
Yeah, but. This is my new single.
But. It's not. So, I understand that you are. It says you're putting the finishing touches to the album.
Who said that?
But.
He's not.
So is it done?
No, it's not. Absolutely not.
It's not, but it's not.
In the sense that you haven't done enough songs yet, or like there are songs there, but they need sort of, I don't know what you do with them. Mastering?
Also, like you don't need to feel the pressure of albums anymore,
no.
Do
right,
you?
Right, so that is exactly the point, right? So
everyone's like, when's there an album? It's like, shut up.
You're not going to buy it anyway.
Yeah, you're not going to buy it.
You're just going to rip it.
Controversy, I'd like a John Newman album.
Yeah, right,
though.
But let me... Right, so basically, I was at a point in my career where I was like, I'm well done with this pressure. Like, I can't deal with this. Yeah. I quit, and I'm going to go live with 10 pigs in a house and just do that and live off vegetables that have grown and stuff.
I can imagine you doing that in some kind of eco house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd enjoy that. Mm. And then I was like, no, well, now that I've let that out and accepted I could do that, when you have that realisation, it kind of humbles you and you go... I'm not as big as I used to be, and I'm not as big as I want to be. So you don't want to release an album when you've got that in your head. So my intention right now is to get back in people's homes, not in a weird way, but like in the... as in like, hello. Yeah.
All you want, John, is for people to be going, Alexa, play John Newman.
Yeah.
And now I've said
want.
That, yeah. People's Alexas will play John
That's
Newman.
That's so good. Alexa, play John Newman, Feelings.
Well, you've just struck upon, you know, the album's not finished yet. Call your album that. Alexa, play John Newman. Because then when it's announced in the charts
about
and everything,
right.
Why has no one thought of that?
Yeah. Scott Mills.
Now, John, I like to assume the role of vocal coach to artists sometimes.
I'm really scared about this because this song's really high and I've grown up quite a bit since then.
Oh, no.
It's going to be funny.
Did you record this before puberty?
Yes.
I'll be able to get the best out of you anyway, like I did with Rag & Bone Man. Yeah. I'm feeling emotional.
Don't hide your emotion.
What should I do?
You can throw down your guard.
Good.
And free from emotion.
Who can we be?
We can be who we are.
See, because I'm giving them the instructions there, makes it better. I mean, that's better than the actual version.
I just pulled a muscle in my neck laughing.
Do you know what it does? It helps you visualise the words better. It helps give more meaning to the words, because you have to trot these songs out quite often.
I've actually pulled a muscle in my neck.
No, I'm sorry.
But.
But. Have you had an injury at work? I even did it with Jason Derulo. I made him better.
Who are you? I'm that flight that you get on. Europe? International.
Okay, economy?
First class seat on my lap, girl.
I'm not loving you, man.
Riding comfortable.
He loves it.
Did he come in?
Yeah.
Did he talk about making a movie?
No, why?
Because
what
I don't
are you
know
saying?
Whether he's announced this, and I don't want to announce it for him if he hasn't.
Right.
But he's making a movie.
I'd be all right. So my brother's a songwriter, and he got asked to go write with Jason Derulo.
What?
Yeah, but he was writing, he was doing a film, and there was another very, very famous female actor in the dressing room next door, but they were dressed as cats. So Jason Derulo comes in like 3 hours late and sits down in a cat outfit to write a song.
Perulo.
It's right. Good, isn't it?
All right, so we're going to do Love Me Again, okay?
Okay.
Now, no pressure, this track has 850 million views on YouTube, straight to number one in
really?
The UK. Yeah, top 10 in 28 countries, nominated for Best British Single at the Brits. It's been used on FIFA, it's been used in films.
Yeah, every montage going as well, sporting tournaments, hear it everywhere.
Yeah, but I think we can get the extra inch out of you, John.
But.
Okay.
So. Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
But.
All right. So just follow my instructions, and I think that we'll be able to get this done even better than the original, which of course is very good.
Mm, thank you. You won't get this on radio anymore, would you?
What this?
That intro.
Oh no, you wouldn't know. What do you know?
No, I've done wrong.
What?
Lift your hats on.
You have.
Step what devils do.
Yeah, that is a classic devil thing to do.
Took you so low.
Where
only fools go.
I'm shook.
I shook the angel in you.
Can you get up off the floor, please?
Now rising from the ground.
Good.
Rising up to you.
Oh, okay, that's definitely one. Filled with?
With all the strength I found.
What can you do?
There's nothing I can do.
John, think about it. I'm stood here naked in front of you. I know there's questions you want to ask me. What is it? Spit it out. What do you need?
I need to know now.
Yes?
Know now.
What?
Can you love me again?
I'm not sure.
I need to know now. Know now. Can you love me again?
Beg me harder.
It's so high.
Come on.
Know now. Can you love me again?
Like you mean it.
I need to know now.
More.
Know now. Can you love me again?
It's high, isn't it?
It's so high.
So high.
Everyone, if you're going to watch this, don't take the sound off and put other sounds to it, because I can just imagine me in the camera going, ooh, Jeffrey, ooh, ooh, Cyril, ooh.
Do you feel that that was, I got more out of
I
you?
Felt, I actually did, because I was worried that I was going to get high, but I felt like you egged me on, you got me there.
Yeah, thank you.
I saw you go to a new place there, Scott, you got quite angry at points.
Mm. Yeah, harder! It was probably the naked bit as well, and then
that threw you, probably.
I'm sorry, out of all of them, that was the, I got really aggressive there for some reason. But
you're,
I think,
one of those teachers, though, aren't you? You're just feeling it.
Can you just say the line that you said before the chorus, because I was laughing?
I think it just came from a special place, didn't it, Scott?
Well, I just wanted to, I wanted you to get in the zone. I think it was like, I'm stood here naked in front of you, John. I know there's questions you want to ask me. What is it? Spit it out. What do you need?
What do you need?
Which in hindsight, is aggressive. John Newman... come back next week. Tell us more stories about Jason Derulo and cats. Good to see you, mate.
Lots of love. Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Someone's actually crying your Jason Perulo joke, which I thought got a little bit overlooked in the convo.
I totally agree. I thought he'd gone unnoticed as well. And then someone tweeted me saying, don't worry, Chris, I got you. I heard that one as well. Yeah, cheers for that.
Someone says they're actually wetting themselves in a funeral director's at the singing lesson. That's one of the most awkward place to laugh.
But then why is this on at the funeral directors as well?
Yeah.
Light and shade and all that.
Light and shade. Bit of light relief. Joanna says, Ready One gets better and better. I'm mopping the floor and crying at the vocal coach lesson. It was a good one. although a tad aggressive. John, think about it. I'm stood here naked in front of you. I know there's questions you want to ask me. What is it? Spit it out. What do you need?
I need to know now.
Yes?
Know now.
What?
Can you love me again?
I'm not sure. Also, people's, I'm not going to say it. People's smart speakers, don't say her name because she's very, like, she gets, like, very easily confused.
Hmm.
Are going crazy because every time we say the name and we say play John Newman, sometimes it switches Radio 1 off, and I don't want that at all. So let's never say that again. And John, don't call your album that.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hey Scott, am I allowed to do a very quick shout out? I know you're dead against these sort of things.
Who?
I'm getting, and I'm sure everyone can relate to this, but my mum is messaging me saying, can I have a shout out? I ignored it. Then I got another message saying...
Why are we doing shout-outs? We're not on the Eagle.
Stuck in... I know, mate. I know. But try telling my mum this. And then I get just a question mark. And then a kiss. So it's just easier for me to do it. So sorry for wasting everyone's time. Hello to my mum and Shirley.
Literally, on National Radio 1, I just stopped the music for that.
Scott Mills.
Saw this thing trending earlier and we had to investigate. Ask Rita Ora. Do you see this?
Yeah. And as always with these things, artists, pop stars, actors, they do this kind of thing. And the idea is you can ask them questions. But in this instance, and it's the same as with others, it kind of gets hijacked by everyone wanting to ask questions of just about like anything going on in the world, Brexit, anything.
And the thing is, it's awkward for the artists because they're always live and they're on camera. And some of these they won't want to answer. You see these on Instagram Live all the time. This one was on Twitter.
Yeah.
So Rita's on camera.
Yeah.
And she's answering all these questions. Now, what the artists are expecting are things like, I love your hair. What shampoo is that?
Yeah. Who would you like to collaborate with?
Yeah. When can we expect a tour? But in reality, these are some of the questions that Rita was getting asked earlier.
Why is there a doctor and a vet on Peppa Pig?
It's a good question.
Why doesn't Tarzan have a beard? Why isn't there a mouse-flavoured cat food?
That Tarzan one, by the way, came in from Stephen Fry. Even he was tweeting Rita Ora.
Stephen Fry asked Rita Ora?
Yeah.
Could you run a successful paper merchant?
That was from David Brent.
And here's our fave.
If I fart while lathered up in the shower and produce a soap bubble, is that a clean or dirty thing?
I mean, that is a very good question.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Subscribe to this podcast if you like it on BBC Sounds.
Scott Mills.